In tonight's edition of County Conversation, we speak with Humboldt County Supervisor Natalie Arroyo, who represents the 4th District, which includes the cities of Eureka, Fairhaven, and Samoa. Supervisor Arroyo, thank you for joining us as you're just returning from your deployment as a Coast Guard Reserve to the LA wildfires. What can you share about your mission?
Absolutely. So I had a chance to work a little bit at both sites where there was, extensive fire damage in the LA area. I was predominantly on the Eaton Fire side in the Altadena community, and I was engaged in hazmat response, so cleaning up household hazardous waste, and especially lithium ion battery waste was the primary mission. I was working alongside the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, and really focusing on safety in the field of all the responders, and ensuring that the public was safe. So it was a really great experience. It was good to be able to do my part for our neighbors to the south. I actually really enjoyed my time there. I hadn't spent any time really in LA, and you know how Humboldt people love to kind of sometimes not talk as favorably about LA. So it was nice to see it for myself and experience some of the neighborhoods. But long work days, not a lot of days, to hang out and enjoy the surroundings, but it was really meaningful to be part of that mission.
Are there any lessons learned from the LA response that you're bringing back to Humboldt?
Yeah, I mean, this was such a major incident that it was really on a scale that we've been fortunate, not to see up here. But as wildfire continues to be a part of our reality and, throughout California and throughout the world, it was, informative to kind of understand more about how household hazardous waste is processed and what that kind of, after the immediate response, the recovery process starts. And, right hot on our heels were the Army Corps of Engineers coming and doing debris removal. So even a fire of that scale and that magnitude and impact, there is a process. And I'm really grateful I got to see it with FEMA and Army Corps of Engineers and EPA and all the different kind of partners working well together using a common framework to respond to disasters. So I think, from an outside perspective, people often think disaster response is really slow, but it's also methodical. It's focused on the safety of the community and the responders. And so just getting to see that firsthand in response to a major wildfire is definitely eye-opening. And, I'm sure will prove useful. I got to understand, a little bit more about what that would look like.
Over the last month, the country has felt whiplash from Donald Trump's executive orders and budget cuts. Thaddeus Greenson in the North Coast Journal recently reported more on the local impacts, specifically with USDA funds and NOAA reductions. Can you discuss other impacts the Board of Supervisors is seeing and what steps the county can take to address these federal changes and support the affected communities?
Yeah, absolutely. I would say we're still in a phase of trying to gauge exactly what will stick. There have been so many judicial challenges to a lot of the executive orders that everyone, I think, in local government is trying to get their bearings and understand, what the implications will be for our local funding streams, for our local communities. I mean, we have some really tangible impacts with the closure or the planned closure of the office that holds the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and other federal agency staff in Arcata, some of the laid off staff from, the local offices of federal agencies or, local living people. And we know that government is a major employer in Humboldt County, and collectively the biggest employer. So it really does have an impact on our economy. We're also likely to be impacted by cuts to USDA and other programs that help get locally grown food into schools and into the community. Those were, programs that are really cherished. And as a major agricultural producer up here, really cool to see that kind of farm to table opportunity for students and seniors. And so I know our local food bank is really seeing the impacts as well as local schools. So all of those are some of the tangible impacts at this time. And I think more are yet to come.
We will continue to stay tuned and update. Shifting to tomorrow's Humboldt County Board of Supervisors meeting, you will be making a decision affecting hundreds of cannabis permit holders. According to a staff report, recommendations include granting a six-month extension for those who have paid at least 50% of their tax obligation or spent an equivalent amount on compliance, discussing the future of Measure S, and developing a program to, quote, recapture owed taxes and improve payment accountability. What are your thoughts on the Measure S declines and these recommendations?
Yeah, I mean, I think those are some reasonable recommendations. They find a good middle ground, in my opinion. I think our staff did a good job of kind of parsing what's going on in the industry and what our direction has been as a board. You know, we're faced with the challenge that I'm sure is clear to you and all of your listeners, where, you know, we've set this standard, and now because of the industry, you know, having so many challenges, we're seeing folks that aren't able to meet that, you know, meet that measure, but also we have some cultivators who have, and so we have a fairness issue on our hands now. And we, you know, we need to kind of figure out how to reward those who have consistently been able to meet the, you know, meet the requirements and find a way to aid people in this struggling industry. So I think, you know, the set of recommendations that were put forward are a great starting point. I'm very interested to see what my fellow board members bring to the table in this conversation. And, you know, I think it'll certainly be a lengthy meeting and an opportunity to really carefully consider public comment. I never have my mind fully made up before a decision, and this one is no different. I really want to hear what the public has to say and what affected community members have to say. So I'm looking forward to the discussion. I know it's not a fun one because it's a really difficult time for the industry.
The Planning and Building website states that around $14 million is owed in Measure S taxes, while the county faces a $15 million budget deficit. Was the county counting on those revenues in its budget projections, and is there a correlation between the unpaid Measure S taxes and the current deficit?
While the numbers align pretty well, we were not budgeting for Measure S revenues in this year's budget. So any Measure S revenues received from payments would be, I guess you could categorize it as a windfall. We would, you know, it would help us balance the books, but we, you know, we came into this year and, you know, projecting ahead, thinking that those revenues were not necessarily a reliable source of income. So as much as those would be a benefit to our community and help with, you know, delivery of public services, we haven't counted on those in the budget.
Thank you for that clarification. With a minute and a half left on the clock, I want to throw it over to you to share any additional updates or final thoughts.
Let's see. I'm really excited that June 28th, I know it's also, unfortunately, the same day as Soham Pride. So every Saturday or Sunday, it seems like in June, there's a Pride-related event, which is amazing. We'll also be having the kickoff and grand opening of the Humboldt Bay Trail here on Humboldt Bay. So the connection between Arcata and Eureka, pretty important connection for people walking or biking, both recreationally and for transportation. So that party will be happening here, and looking forward to that. We're really excited that that project is almost done. It's been kind of delayed by weather quite a few times, thus we ended up with this late June date, but I think it'll be a really exciting amenity for the community.
Thank you so much for joining us, Supervisor Arroyo.
Thank you.
That was Supervisor Natalie Arroyo speaking in our monthly segment, County Conversations. You can catch our check-in with the 4th District Supervisor on the 4th Monday of each month. If you have questions you would like to ask, you can email them to news@kmud.org.